Time to thank another country business supporting country harness racing. And when the Stall Harness Racing Club have a meeting, you might see the name Perry's Footwear. And Perry's Footwear, of course, is located in Stall and, in fact, at Ararat. And joining us from Perry's Footwear is Janita Perry. How are you, Janita?
Hello there. I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Doing okay. Maybe you could explain to us your association with harness racing, because I believe Lisa told me, in fact, you've been on board with Stall for quite some time.
Well, we like to get behind our little country racing clubs up this way. It's a great social event to attend. And, we sort of like to support these things as they support us in our own business.
All right. Ever had an involvement at all, or any of your team there at Perry's Footwear in a harness horse at all, or just support the club from the sidelines, so to speak?
My father-in-law had a harness racer back in the day. I don't know that it was overly successful, but it was always a good interest. Yeah, old Permis Blass, it was called.
Well, tell us a bit about your location. I haven't been to Stall for some time. A lot of our listeners won't have, given the challenging times we've been living in over recent months. But where actually is your shop there in Stall? And you also have one in Ararat, don't you?
Yes, we do. So we're located in the main street of Stall, opposite the large Byright electrical place. And we've also opened, 6 years ago now, it is in the main street in Ararat as well, in Barclay Street.
And in 2020, compared to previous years and so on, what are the challenges, aside from the obvious one with the COVID? What's the challenges having a local country-based township shoe store?
Well, Andrew, we've been very lucky in the support we've received from all the locals here to keep us rolling along. We've missed out on our Stall Gift, of course, this year, which is our iconic event that brings lots of tourists up our way. And also the Grampians haven't had the tourism and the people that filter into the town from that as well. So, our local people have supported us and continued the business to tick along, but it's been a challenge.
Fair to say, here in Melbourne, a lot of the smaller footwear stores, I'm guessing, have a mighty challenge ahead of them when they take on the huge stores like the Kmarts, the Targets, the Myers and so on. But country towns, I guess it's a little bit different, and the local people support you. And I guess you'd see many youngsters, their first pair of shoes at school, many youngsters, their first athletic footwear for a footy club and so on in terms of boots. Is that the case?
Absolutely. And when you've been here a long time, you start fitting the grandchildren of the people that you served many years ago. And the parents come in and say, do you remember selling me my school shoes? So that's the way things are in the bush, I guess. We all know each other. And that's the beautiful part about when the times are a bit tough, is that the people of the bush tend to rally around each other and keep their little businesses rolling. So we're very fortunate. My heart goes out to the people down in Melbourne and their businesses. I certainly wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
We're chatting to Janita Perry from Perry's Footwear and Stall. They're a sponsor for many years now, the Stall Harness Racing Club. We thank them for their support, and all country businesses for supporting country harness racing. So you'll tell me, as you walk down the main street of Stall or go to the shops, that when you see youngsters walk past you, you actually remember what shoe size they have, or do you stare at their feet?
I have people stop me in the supermarket and ask me what shoe size they are.
Oh, they've forgotten themselves.
Yeah. Yes, that's the way it rolls.
I hope it's not because they're buying another pair of shoes somewhere else.
No, I might give them the wrong size, mightn't I?
Hey, I might say this as a joke, but then maybe not. You know, when the Stall Gift is on, do you actually sell athletics running shoes? Do suddenly people suddenly want to buy athletics sprinting shoes and so on when the Stall Gift is on?
When they feel the urge.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, actually that does happen. A lot of the youngsters get a bit inspired to become athletic after the gift. I know the Little Ass Club usually does quite well with new enrolments around the time of the Stall Gift. So, yeah, it's interesting.
And they go home with those spikes and walk through the front lounge room, the carpet, rip it all up. And their mum will blame you next time they see you in the main street. Hey, great to chat to you. Look, fantastic. As I said, as Lisa told me at Stall, you've been with the club now for many, many years, and we really appreciate supporters and sponsors like yourself. And you got the shop there at Stall. And just for those listening, where's your store in Ararat?
It's in Barclay Street.
All right. Our listeners in Ararat will know of that, and I'm sure they also know of your shop, and I'm sure that whenever you're in Ararat, they'll know that you'll know their shoe size as well. Hey, great to chat to you, Janita. All the best. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Janita, I guess ironic we're talking about support. I'm told that's a big selling point in shoes, isn't it? Anyway, in all seriousness, Perry's Footwear, local footwear store in Stawell, and for many years now sponsor of the Stawell Harness Racing Club and this ongoing segment on RSN. We thank them and all country businesses for supporting country harness racing and clubs.